Chapter 29, Lawsuits and Sexual Looseness Challenged. This chapter is based on RSV. For a year and a half, Paul had labored among the believers in Corinth, pointing them to a crucified and risen Savior and urging them to rely implicitly on the transforming power of His grace. Before accepting them into church fellowship, he had been careful to instruct them as to the duties of the Christian believers, and he had endeavored to help them be faithful to their baptismal vows. Paul had a keen sense of the conflict every soul must wage with the agencies of evil, and he had worked untiringly to strengthen those young in the faith. He had entreated them to make an entire surrender to God, for he knew that when the soul fails to make an entire surrender, sin is not forsaken, and temptations confuse the conscience. Every weak, doubting, struggling soul who yields fully to the Lord is placed in direct touch with agencies that enable him to overcome. He has the help of angels in every time of need. The members of the church at Corinth were surrounded by idolatry and sensuality. While the apostle was with them, these influences had little power over them. Paul's prayers, earnest words of instruction, and godly life helped them to deny self, for Christ's sake, rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin. After the departure of Paul, however, little by little many became careless and allowed natural tastes and inclinations to control them. Not a few who at their conversion had put away evil habits returned to the debasing sins of heathenism. Paul had written briefly, admonishing them not to associate with members who should persist in profligacy, but many quibbled over his words and excused themselves for disregarding his instruction. A letter was sent to Paul by the church, asking for counsel concerning various matters, but saying nothing of the grievous sins existing among them. The apostle was, however, impressed by the Holy Spirit that the true state of the church had been concealed. About this time there came to Ephesus members of the household of Chloe, a Christian family in Corinth. They told Paul that the dissensions that had prevailed at the time of Apollos's visit had greatly increased. False teachers were leading the members to despise the instructions of Paul. Pride, idolatry, and sensualism were steadily increasing. Paul saw that his worst fears were more than realized. But he did not give way to the thought that his work had been a failure. With anguish of heart and with many tears, he sought counsel from God. Gladly would he have visited Corinth at once, but he knew that in their present condition the believers would not profit by his labors, therefore he sent Titus to prepare the way for a visit from himself later on. Then the apostle wrote to the church at Corinth one of the richest, most instructive, most powerful of all his letters. With remarkable clearness he answered questions and laid down general principles which, if heeded, would lead them to a higher spiritual plane. Faithfully he warned them of their dangers and reproved them for their sins. He reminded them of the gifts of the Holy Spirit they had received and showed them that it was their privilege to advance in the Christian life until they should attain to the purity and holiness of Christ. Paul spoke plainly of the dissensions in the Corinthian church. "I appeal to you, brethren," he wrote, "that all of you agree and that there be no dissensions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment. It has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there is quarreling among you,